You haven't seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They use analogy. Hand, we have hand, that means his hand like our hand. See? Wrong way of dealing with the Quran. Then what's the result? Two extremes. Somebody said, his hand like our hand. Somebody said, he has no hand. This analogy came up with two different extremes, and both of them wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his hand is belong to him. Nobody knows how it looks like. It's belong to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah only knows how it looks like. Umar radiallahu anhu said, this using their logic again, to understand Al-Quran and Sunnah. Based on only their logic. Umar said, stay away from those people who, using their own logic and their own opinions, only they are the enemy of Sunnah. Innahum a'da'u sunan. They couldn't memorize the hadith and the sunnah. And they couldn't understand it. So they became enemy to it. And if they've been asked, because they couldn't memorize the sunnah, they will answer based on their opinions. Stay away from them. قال إياكم وأصحاب الرأي فإنهم أعداء السنن أعيتهم السنن أن يحفظوها وتفلتت منهم أن يعوها وسئلوا فقالوا في الدين برأيهم. You remember النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the knowledge from the earth. When the scholars die, there is no more knowledge will remain in the earth. Then he said in the end of the hadith sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the people will choose some of the ignorant people to be their leaders. They will ask them, then they will answer them with their opinion. This narration al-Bukhari. They will answer them with their opinion. Not based on Quran and Sunnah, opinions. And this is one of the ways to mislead people. The second, or this point also, another wrong way of dealing with the Quran and Sunnah, they made false interpretation. Ta'wil. They twist the meaning. And this is the way of the Christian and Jewish. They twist the meaning of the Torah and the Bible to meet their desires. Also, they dealt with the Quran and Sunnah like this. They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, he created Adam with his hand, he said, no, it means he created Adam with his power. They twist the meaning. And this is the wrong way of dealing with the Quran. You cannot make false interpretation based on your desires. 3. When they use Al-Quran and Sunnah, they will use the verses or the ahadith which is not clear. It's called Al-Mutashabih. They use Al-Mutashabih. Not clear. The meaning is might confuse you. They love to bring this ayat and this ahadith. And when they want to make us prove a point, they will only use this. They will not go to the clear ayah. For instance, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he is with you. That means he is with us. That means he's everywhere. طيب. Allah said in so many ayat that he is above the throne, above the heavens. Why you don't bring this ayat? Because when he said he is with you, it doesn't mean he is in contact with you or attached to you. Now I said, in Arab language, you say, Sirtu wal-qamar, wa ma'ana al-qamar. You can say, I traveled, and the moon was with me. Doesn't mean the moon is in your car next to you. Like you see him with you going. So it doesn't mean at all they are attached. So Allah with us, it means that he is with us in a sense. Yani he didn't create us and he left us and he went to other creations. No, with us, yani watching us, seeing us. So why you go to this ayah, the word with, and you leave the word above, very clear cut. You see, this is the way of Ahlul Bid'ah. When they deal with the Quran, they don't go to the ayat or verses which is clear. They go to the mutashabih. Also, they always look for narrations which it makes problems. or has special occasions. Like for said, the Khawarij, or the, some people said, Muslims are allowed to get as group and go and fight their leaders if they are Muslims. Best not, Ibn Zubair fought the Bani Umayyah. Do you know what happened in Ibn Zubair time? Ibn Zubair was the Khalifa. In fact, Ibn Zubair was the Khalifa in Mecca, Medina, in Yemen, the Arab Peninsula, in Iraq, in Egypt, in Sham, in Palestine, even in Damascus, there is some people give him bay'ah. Only small area of Damascus remain with the Amawis. And some part of Iraq. Some cities in Iraq. So you have to, why you choose this? The Prophet ﷺ been asked. Kida, Ya Rasulullah, if these rulers or princes who are gonna rule us and they are transgressors, they are zalimeen, they are following other than your way, other than your sunnah. If we see them, Ya Rasulullah, should we fight them with our swords? He said, no, if they're praying. There is nothing more clear than this. No. If they are still praying. So how you leave this ahadith to this incident? Somebody bring up, said, oh, Ibn Umar, he been seen once wiping the Prophet ﷺ's minbar after the dua, and he put it in his face. So let's go make barakah on the Prophet ﷺ grave. Subhanallah. Why you take this nation and leave the ahadith which is clear and the ayat and the طيب. Also, this is a very bad logic or analogy. Why? Because that minbar the Prophet ﷺ touched. But the grave the Prophet ﷺ today, who built it, is Turkish people and people like us. Maybe religious or not religious, Allah knows. So you're not touching something the Prophet ﷺ touched. See, it is false interpretations and make bad analogy. Also, one of their ways of wrong way of dealing with the Quran or Sunnah, they take one verse and they will leave the other verses. One narration, but they don't look to the whole narrations.